quick because it's about to get really bad there. Well, it already is really bad there, but it's about done.
Yeah,
now. Florida be great.
Right. The headline in Ed Town is Canada's got new rules. You can't walk around or something.
Yeah, they've our distributor in BC was telling Ginny directly about it. They've created, I don't know if it's around the lockdown, but she says they've turned very communist. They're following all the Chinese guidelines.
That's because China runs Canada, right, Aya?
Well, China is the only way they're going to make their bills. They got to pay their bills. That's the only way they're going to make their payday is through China. And China don't even care because China, that was the infiltration when they were invaded. That's what Duffy calls it, the great invasion.
No, who and what, when? What are you talking about? Who invaded who and when?
When the troops, China troops were on the border, invaded. And they won. So they didn't have to, it was a lay down war. So they won. So everything now has to become China.
I was going to ask you, last December, Canada's pension plan would be bankrupt. I haven't seen anything on the surface about that, but what we're seeing now is the result of Canada losing the pension plan, no money, they capitulated to China. Mm-hmm. That's what we're witnessing.
Yep.
That's the effect
and
of Canada's pension plan.
And China is not going to pay those pensions. They're going to put them into a communist regime or a straight Marxist regime, to where they're going to follow the rules, and they're going to line up, they're going to do what they're supposed to do, or they're not going to get any health care.
Right, and that's what
15
you said.
Minutes, 15 minutes at a time or otherwise, Carolyn.
And that's where you said Canada a couple of years ago would become a prison camp, and that's what we're witnessing.
That's right.
And
that's what we're seeing right now. So no more federal executions anymore. Everybody, so many people, it's going to die. If there's nobody, they aren't going to kill nobody else. That's all true.
What, because everybody's going to die?
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, the Edgar Z. Friedberg, a professor I used to listen to his talks at Dalhousie, 74 to 77. And
that's where Cannon went to school. That's where Cannon went to school.
Yeah.
That's where Carolyn taught them medicine. She taught them medicine, especially in cadaver class. She won first prize in cadavers. She was good at that.
Yeah. She knew the editor of Playgirl magazine. She had an in. Embarrassed them all. Blackmailed
them
all.
Did they show the naked parts? Don't talk about the naked parts.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's vulgar. We are offended with that vulgarity. We are offended. We can't. This is a family show. We are vulgarly offended. That's terrible. Xi Jinping would be not put up with this foolishness. That's right.
So
makes us want to go
so what was I gonna say? They're talking about So he said Friedberg wrote a book about Canada which he found the people were quite authority bound. They were obedient. They liked authority more than the American nature. So he wrote a book on Canada called The Disposal of Liberty and Other Industrial Waste, talking about the shocking obedience of the Canadian temperament. The Canadians don't know they're being put in a prison camp, right?
Yeah.
They don't care. They seem to be passive. Is that true?
Do you remember the show about the East India Trading Company, Bob?
Yes, yeah. Yep, 1800.
Do you remember that?
I saw that.
Do you remember that show? Remember that little slough? What was the name of that little slough, that little port that was
being British Columbia.
Think about it.
Down there by Vancouver.
Think about it. That's what's occurring.
Well, that was a guy resisting the East India Company, and he beat them. But he had to take off in the end. He had to leave.
Correct. Well, that's what's happening here. See, they're taking off, but it's not going to work. That's it.
What's that mean? The people, Sue's trying to leave, and it's not going to work?
She's
going to. You're saying?
No, it will work. She will work. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the country.
They're trying to leave what? Get rid of the prison they're in?
Yes.
And leaving, but the country will fail.
Right, but there are people in Canada, like the Alberta gang, the right wingers. They realize something bad's happening. They want to hook up with the states as fast as possible, and it's not going to work, is what you're saying, Ion.
Right.
They're not going to get free. Now, will Canadians start to regret being a Canadian? Will it start to hurt? Will they wake up to it?
No. They're numb, Bob. But the best you got out of there is Duffy, and he don't even know how to spell Rod Sterling.
Okay. So Canada's going into prison. Oh, yeah. So part of the prison camp, the Chinese came in, and they killed Justin Trudeau before they took over, right?
Correct.
That's the coup. Right. Okay. And the wife knows this, and she just keeps quiet. Justin's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So.
You're talking about tattoo, Bob. You're talking about tattoo.
Oh, that's what it was called. Tattoo, right. Yes. I totally forgot that. Maybe I'll remember now. Okay. So.
That's very important. That's very important because the pin on the Dutch East India Company is very key because that goes all the way back to Leopold II. And that's what's falling out now. We spent a great deal of time on that to make sure that it was noted on purpose.
Right. The Leopold II is in Saskatchewan. That's locking
that's
it in. So
that's correct.
Is the Antichrist moving
this is
from
your,
Brussels?
No. Wait. Slow up. Slow down. If he is or if he isn't, it doesn't change the conversation. So that's a sidebar. Maybe right, maybe not right, but that doesn't change this conversation. And you're not going to overload this conversation. We're going to keep it simple, clean, so you can get something beneficial out of this fleeting engagement. The tattoo position becomes the way that he is completed.
Who's
remember?
He? Belgium.
Leopold.
Yeah, the...
Yeah,
he
Who was Leopold II engaged with, married to?
Marie Henrietta.
That's right. And what was the significance of Marie Henrietta? It's a big thing. Now, we spent a lot of hours on this. Don't fuck it up, Bob. You tell them to do their homework, but you got to have your homework.
Yeah, Marie is the more greater than Tesla. She created a lot of the technology of the 20th century.
Absolutely. Now, that same technology is what's coming forth right here, right now. It's going to sweep this process. Otherwise, China wouldn't care.
All right.
China,
is this our technology coming forth?
China wants the technology. We didn't say, but we're not going to say anymore because you have a difference between you're confusing potentially. Well, we're trying to say this out loud. We don't mean this you personally. We mean the superfluous you, Bob, the big you. We're not sure if they know the difference between China the mountain and China the country.
And who is they that you're not sure about knowing that?
The invaders of Canada that are not sure how Leopold II is going to broach the Great Divide.
So China, they invaded Canada, but they have to deal with Brussels and Leopold II.
We're
right?
talking about diversity now, Bob. We're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies.
Right. And they're aligning with them.
You're saying right.
While,
you're saying right. You missed the words. You missed the words. You'll get it later. We're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies. You said Belgium. You said China, you said Canada, you said those things, and blah, 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 blah. And what did we say? We said we're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies. Not of them,
diversity,
not all in pledge allegiance. They don't pledge allegiance to the same canticled repose, do they?
Right, and Iandome's got an ace in the sleeve, which is the completing the technology of Marie Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
And you owe you owe Marie Henrietta kudos for providing that freely to you. For now, and here we go. In the land that her grandchildren knew.
Right. Okay, it came from there, that land.
Do you think we should kill Xi Jinping? What do you think? Should he go? What do you say? Don't ask one question. Just answer our question. Should Xi Jinping die or not? Just say it. Which way
he
is going to go?
He should die. He should die.
Done. Don't say no more words. That's enough
words.
You can play that. You can play that. So now let's see how it goes.
I can play what I just decided. Bob making a decision. You can play that.
Yep.
Okay, but back. So the does Marie Henrietta's technology get into the no frequency, the negative pH, and our cloud? Is that what she's anticipating or provided some for us to complete?
That's what Donald Rumsfeld thought, but he ain't with us no more, is he?
What did he do to screw up?
He got drunk on his own liquor.
So he started trying to interfere with us?
He did.
Just lately or been doing it for years?
Well, he was fucking around with Prescott trying to intervene, and that's a Texas thing. And if you're going to go to College Station with us, Bob, you better know what the fuck you're doing. Just saying.
Right. Well, what's Prescott? You mean the grandfather, Prescott Bush?
No, the grandson.
Oh, okay. So he was trying, that would be the son of George W. Bush, right?
Prescott Bush, grandson.
Well, who had the baby? Lara?
Jeb.
Who's?
Jeb
Bush has a son. Okay. All right, mm-hmm. So he tried to mess in that. He's been part of the Bush world for 30, 40 years, right? And
he was part of the damn Reagan world.
That's right. And so the point here is that Dick Cheney realized that I stopped him in 86 and gave up. He's still alive because Rumsfeld couldn't accept what happened in 86.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney can, right? That's why Dick's still alive. Still a loser.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to see. We're going to check with Henry Kissinger and see what he thinks about it, Bob.
Who is Kissinger? Mind. Did he come out of the Audubon Habsburg scene? Where did Kissinger come from?
He did.
Yes, that would be Trump taxes.
From the KCMG.
Right. Well, that's World War II Project Paperclip and Fritz Kramer stuff is...
He's 98 years old, so he's doing good.
Yeah, he's a year younger than me. He's born in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, we met his boss, Fritz Kramer, at the Battle of the Bulge and the Malmedy Massacre that's in the diaries. Yeah, you don't sound very enthusiastic about that era.
We don't care. He ruined Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, so it was a good day.
All right. So, and Peter documented
from the, trials of Henry Kissinger. That's the one, Bob.
Right. But Dr. Peter documented that stuff in the 70s. He was exposing Kissinger.
Well, Kissinger now said, wait. Yes, that's right. But most of that came from Nancy. Nancy was tighter than he. She was the smart one.
Nancy Reagan or Nancy Kissinger's wife?
Kissinger.
Yeah,
Nancy Kissinger.
Yeah, she's tall. Remember her. Is she still alive?
See, this is the...
She died.
Yeah, it's that... No, it's the Bavaria Connect. Bavaria Connect.
Yeah, she looked weird.
That was before the Kristallnacht. That was before the Kristallnacht, Bob. You remember.
1938. Yes, I know that. November 9th. Mm-hmm. So, Nancy Kissinger, she's still alive. Yeah. 1934.
Yeah.
Look at her. Ooh, boy.
Of course.
She doesn't look friendly to Bob.
She
don't like Bob.
She can still get it. Now, if you're going to be a pedophile, that's who you need to get with, Bob. There you go.
You should see that. Look at
that.
That's
her own hair, too. Yeah.
Wow. She doesn't like me, does she?
Why?
She didn't like me.
Why?
She didn't like me.
Why?
Because I beat her. She knows I won.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. We'll have to see.
And she and Mrs. Turner Taxis, they work together. That's the old after image of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Bob, this is not Ann Fleischer you're talking about now. Come on now. You can do better than that.
Well, we got Carolyn. They don't like Carolyn then. All right?
Oh, yeah, they don't like Carolyn. No, that's right. That's right. Yeah, or Madeleine Albright. They don't like Madeleine Albright either.
And Thatcher, they don't like Thatcher.
No, or Robert McNamara. They can't stand him.
Right. Okay. Maybe a little more serious
but
stuff.
But they really like Walter Kissinger, though. Walter Kissinger's all right.
Okay.